This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
And Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, head up to the website, therealside.com. I'll let you write it down. That's therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take our weekly poll up there. You can read some great stories written by writers for The Real Side. If you want to become a writer for The Real Side, just send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And, you know, I want your email address. Every week I can send you what we're doing, what we've got coming up, you know, topics, not speakers, but guests, that kind of thing. And it's a way for you to get involved in what we're talking about, what we're doing. And the other thing, too, is if you want to send me an email, send it to joe@therealside.com. If there's a topic or a speaker or somebody you want me to get on, just let me know. Now, tomorrow night, I've got a California's state congressman coming on to discuss some of the crazy, you know, what the expectations are now coming into the new year. Right? As they're being sworn in. Do they really think they're going to be able to get a lot of what Trump wants done there in Congress? I don't know for sure, one way or the other. You know, we're in our own fight here in California. We've got a bunch of the loons here that have passed a bunch of crazy laws. We've got stupid things like, now your phone, here in California, I was going to go down this road now, but your phone has to be in a sling, in a holder. Right? It has to be in a holder. You can only touch it twice. To turn the phone on or to initiate the call, the voice activated calling, and to kill the call. That's it. Otherwise, you can get in a lot of trouble. You can get fined. You can get pulled over. Because, you know, that's what the cops need to do. That's the only thing that they really need to chase down is people using their phones. So, the Washington Post, as I told you, I was going to deal with earlier, retracts its story about the Russian hack at the Vermont utility. Remember, we heard about this all the way. Oh, they're at it again. Look what the Russians are doing. Right? Then we think about that. You were sold that. I was sold that. We didn't have enough information at the time. That's why I don't jump on these things. Sometimes you don't hear me say these things the night they come out. Because there's always something that doesn't just smell right. So the Washington Post has retracted a story about the Russian hackers penetrating the nation's electricity grid, okay, through a virus found on a Burlington, Vermont electric company laptop. Now, authorities say that there's no indication of that so far. The Russians had penetrated the U.S. electric grid, that is. That's according to the editor's note attached to a corrected version of the story. They go on to say the computer at the Burlington Electric that was hacked was not attached to the grid. News of the supposed hack had sent off a firestorm of yelling, with Vermont leaders calling Russian President Vladimir Putin a thug. That was early Saturday. That was after one of the state's laptops was found with a virus that has, you know, Russian algorithms in it, if you would. Now, that laptop wasn't hooked up to the system. It had never been hooked up to the system. So that's one thing they should have. Maybe they should have just checked that beforehand, don't you think? That might have been a good thing to do. At least I would think so. So now you have this come out. So, and now this is going to be the Russians' fault, right? They're going to try to make this a valid story, or these stories valid, by blaming the Russians for all these hacks, or near hacks, if you would. And then you have the WikiLeaks leader, I mean, two nights in a row on Hannity, talk about how the Russians had absolutely, well, we shouldn't believe him, right? I mean, that's what they're saying, we shouldn't believe him. But the WikiLeaks founder, owner, whatever, has come out and actually said, we got nothing, absolutely nothing, bupkis, from the Russians. Why wouldn't you want to believe him? Why wouldn't we believe him? What reason do we have not to believe him? I'm always amazed by this stuff. You know? Oh, it's irritating as heck. Now again, as I said earlier, like support us. Support the conservatives that you love listening to, or going out to see, or reading whatever it is they write. And there's a multitude of ways to support these people. But one of the ways you can do so is real simple. In my case, it's buy the book. Head up to Amazon.com. It's not a whole bunch of money. You give up one lunch, we'll be even. And some of us could afford to give up more than one lunch. Ramblings of a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy, okay? It's all those things that we've been taught to hate. Right? The subjects in the book have come together over a period of time, and it's all the things that I was told I couldn't talk about. I can't talk about black issues. I can't talk about women issues. I can't. There's all kinds of stuff I can't talk about. And yeah, and it doesn't make any sense to me. And the way you help us is when you buy our, you know, our trinkets, whatever you want to call them, that we have on our websites, that you'll see come out with our name on them. When you buy those things from us or for us, it helps to support the show. It helps to support us as a whole. Okay, so coming up after the break, I've asked State Senator Scott Wilk to join me. California State Senator Scott Wilk. Now, California, beautiful. Beautiful state. Beautiful countryside. Lunatic legislators. I mean, I don't know why we stay. I got to tell you something. When you look around and you see all the stuff that you're up against, I don't know what the heck we're doing here. More on that when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Go grab a cup of coffee. Maybe even a barf bag. You might need that when we come back. We'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, type, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You're listening to The Rail Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. That's Genesis Communication Network. But if you head up to our website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a million things you could do up there, including find a station near you that you could listen to. Tell your friends about it. You know, there's just so much you could do up there. But I want to get to my next guest because I always have a good time when he's on with me. And State Senator Scott Wilk joins me. You know, California, we are the land of fruits and nuts. Take a listen. Anyway, you know, I get emails from you on a regular basis. You guys know that I do interviews all over the country during the week, and I'm always made fun of because I live in California. They actually call it the belly of the beast. And see, you're in the belly of the beast. I don't know how you do it. Never mind how I do it. See, because I can reach out to other states. I can have influence in other places. But our Republican or our conservative California legislators, they are outnumbered. I mean, extremely outnumbered. I actually make fun of some of the people that I know up there saying, this is like going into a no-win situation. I don't know if that talks a lot to your IQ level or just you got a whole bunch of guts and a whole bunch of spine. So I've asked Senator Scott Wilk to join me today, and I know he loves the state. He loves what he does. I'm not so sure he's playing with a full deck, though. Senator Wilk, how are you doing today?
I'm great. In fact, you know, listening to your opening, Judy Garland actually grew up in the 21st Senate District, California's 21st wow. Senate District.
Wow.
Yep, her house is on Dade Avenue in Lancaster.
Well, it was different, though, then. A little different.
Oh, well, back then, I mean, oh, my gosh, it was like Dust Bowl days.
Yeah, I, you know what? Everybody talks about how great California it is, how wonderful it is. My mother actually is from Italy, and when she drives, when I take her, when she comes out, I drive up PCH with her, and she says it reminds her of the coast of Italy. It's very beautiful. The weather here is great. But the loons abound in California. You are, you have a two-thirds majority of Democrats up there in the houses. You got to go up there. Do you feel defeated when you walk in?
Hey, I would disagree with you in your analysis. You said it's a two-thirds Democratic majority. I would say it's a two-thirds progressive majority.
Okay.
Right. I think there's a difference between progressives and Democrats. And in the Democratic Party in California, it's been hijacked by the progressives. Now, they're not all progressive, but most of them are, and certainly leadership is.
Yeah, we're gonna hit some of the loony laws that are coming out in 2017 or take effect this year. But the first one, this CalExit, you know, first of all, I've heard talk around here for years, 10 years about splitting the state up into 3 states, 6 states, whatever, whatever, whatever. Nothing ever came of that. Now they're talking about CalExit, but one of the loons that was talking about this, he said that they were going to pull away until Trump wasn't president anymore, then join again, like it's something you flick a switch on and off. But is there any serious thought? Is anybody taking this movement seriously?
Well, I don't know. Well, you know, we go back to session this week, so I really haven't talked to anybody about it. But I knew we were going to be talking about this, so I got on the CalExit webpage, and they have like a preamble, and I'm just going to read this part from the preamble because I love it. California's infrastructure is falling apart. Our public schools are ranked among the worst in the entire country. We have the highest number of homeless persons living without shelter and other basic necessities. Poverty rates remain high. Income inequality continues to expand, and we must often borrow money from the future to pay for services today. That has nothing to do with the federal government. That has everything to do with Governor Brown and the progressives in Sacramento and the way that they govern. I mean, on infrastructure, Governor Brown 2 years ago admitted that we're $59 billion in arrears in road and bridge construction and maintenance. We have a water crisis because we have inadequate infrastructure to capture, store, and convey water. In terms of worst schools in the country, yeah, per capita we rank 42nd.
Whoa.
Highest number of homeless people, I don't know that. I'm sure that's true. Poverty rates remain high. Not only do they remain high, California has the highest federal poverty rate in the country,
wow.
23.9%, higher than Mississippi, higher than West Virginia. And then do we borrow from the future? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Governor Brown talks about how we got a balanced budget. We don't have a balanced budget. According to the state auditor, our net worth in this state is -$127.2 billion.
Well, yeah, we have a lot of problems. You talk about the infrastructure, I call it the super freak train because I don't know what else to call it. You're talking about $9.8 billion when we voted it in, or was it?
No. The initial was like $9.8 billion. $8 billion of it, I mean, 0.8 could go to regional rail, which they have spent. $9 billion is supposed to go to the actual so-called high-speed rail, and they've not tapped into that money because they're out of compliance with the initiative.
Yeah, I look at that and I read an article. $68 billion now. They say they're up to
No. Now they've reduced it to 64. But what they don't tell you, but that's only among friends. But that's only for phase one. Phase one is San Francisco to L.A. So if you look at the original initiative, if you actually read the initiative, it said $45 billion. They campaigned verbally at $33 billion, but that was for the whole system, which was San Francisco to San Diego, and then Sacramento tying in somewhere into the Central Valley. That was going to be $45 billion. Now it's $64 billion just for phase one.
Well, just you'll pardon my negativity, but I grew up in Boston. Remember the big dig that was going to be a $4 million project?
It came out beautiful, though. The last time I went to Boston, I couldn't find the North End because all the landmarks were gone.
At $4.6 billion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would hope so. Now they have grass in the inner city for $6 billion. Yeah, that was always you're right, it was always a kick, and it was always the landmark when people, as you say, when people ran around Boston.
As you know, my wife, born and raised in Boston, the last time we were there, the time before, she was lost too. She had me, oh my gosh. We wanted to go to a couple of your places you recommended for dinner, and it took us a while to get there.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. But the train now, I read through the Los Angeles Times said that now the train money, they're trying to cut some of it loose so they can beef up local transit systems or what have you and get it ready. I wasn't aware that the super train was going to run on local transit systems. You know.
Oh, yeah, well, no. Originally, it was supposed to be a standalone electrified system. Now it's a blended plan, which is why, according to the Reason Foundation, it could take now as long as 4 hours and 10 minutes to traverse from San Francisco to L.A.
Does that include the hour or the 90-minute ride to Bakersfield where you have to pick up the train?
No, that's when it's all said and done. Yeah, what they're talking about, there was a Kevin Mullen bill, who's a Democrat, good guy from South San Francisco. They had a bill to try to free some of that money. That will get litigated. I don't believe they can do that.
You know, as we go on through this interview, which I obviously did earlier today, or earlier yesterday, you're going to find out some of the laws that we enact, we don't even go pay attention, look at, go back and check them out to see if they're truly doing what they were meant to do. In California, I guess I think that most of these laws, the majority of these laws, that whether they sunset or they come up for discussion in 5 years, they have to be rechecked to make sure they're doing what they were supposed to do. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're sitting on the real side of GCN Live. More with State Senator Scott Wilk, right after the break. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he's lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Scent, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into the stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthescent.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthescent.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, I want to get right back to my guest, California State Senator Scott Wilk joins me to, we had so many laws that were passed, loony legislative, I don't even know what you want to call them, right? Slaps in the back of the head. I want to get right to it with him. There's Scott Wilk to talk about some of the laws that they've recently enacted for California. I got to tell you, first of all, Senator Wilk, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Joe.
You know, we're going to get into the gun laws in a second, and I know there's so many of them, and there's no way to keep up with them all. But I came from Massachusetts, like one of the most whack states in the country, and they have a common sense gun law there. You get licensed to carry a gun. The license comes up every 4 years. You can walk into a gun store. You can buy a gun with that license. There's no waiting period. They call it a quick check. But if you've been picked up for anything, if you've had a warrant, it stops. It all comes to a screeching halt. You don't hear about people there going crazy with ammunition and guns and all kinds of stuff. Now, in California, we have that loon up in Sacramento. What's his name? Not Sacramento, San Francisco. The lieutenant governor.
Gavin Newsom.
Yeah. Who comes out and publicly says, now the Second Amendment gives you a right to carry a gun, but there's nothing in there about ammunition. I'm just amazed at the mindset. Why is California so anti-gun?
I really can't explain it.
But when you talk to the legislators up there, the ones who are against guns, do they ever say they're just mean? They're nasty. We don't need them. There's no need.
Yeah, we don't need guns. I mean, you know, their thinking is they don't, you know, we don't need, you know, guns in the world. And it was interesting. So, you know, before Christmas, you know, I get a bunch of Christmas cards, and I got a Christmas card to my house. No address on it. Postmark Santa Ana. I open it up, and it's from somebody. They didn't have the decency to sign their name. And it was Christmas card. And then inside was a picture of somebody who had been shot in the face accidentally by a shotgun. And, you know, and those things happen, obviously, and they're tragic. But I'm thinking about, what about all the thousands of people who are murdered because they're undefended and, you know.
Yeah. No, you see that all the time. Look. These people send me little clips on Facebook, and I know you can't keep up with them all, but I saw one young man who about blew his own head off. He's sitting there shooting a shotgun, and one of the shots obviously didn't go off. So, come on, you could write this in a sitcom. He takes it, and he starts pulling it towards his face to look down the barrel, and it goes off. And I'm thinking, sweet Jesus, if that poor kid had shot himself, it would have been all about the gun and not the idiot who had the gun.
I don't know if we're going to have time to get into some of the laws that were passed, but, you know, a lot of these laws that are passed, Don't do anything. Well, you can't legislate common sense.
No.
You know, the Lord has blessed you with it, or he has it. And and so, I don't know, it's...
My dad used to say that in the 70s. He said, Joe, we're gonna have to legislate common sense soon because people, it's just being lost all over the place. And I think he was right. All right, before we get deep in the gun laws, though, I want to come back to the conversation we started to have, which is Republicans are definitely, they're not just in the minority, they're in the super minority here in Sacramento. And what happened? How did we lose? You know, at one point in time, this has not always been a liberal state, number one. And number two is, this is the second round of the second election.
Where the wave stopped at the Nevada border.
California border, yeah.
Well, so my thinking is this. My thinking is, currently in California, the Republican Party is a regional party. Yeah, I mean it is. And if you look at the Democratic Party nationally, it's a regional party. And I actually look forward to the fight that we're going to be having this year in Sacramento, because we're going to be able to draw a very sharp contrast between what we believe and what they believe, which we really haven't been able to do. I think part of the problem for us has been demographics. And so it's demographics and the culture that comes with that. So if you're African American, you've been told, oh yeah, you know, we're Democrats. You know, Latinos, oh yeah, we're Democrats. But I gotta be honest with you, they're not Democrats. And we gotta take the message to them. And then we got to, again, draw this contrast. I mean, I was in, as you know, a highly competitive state Senate race this year, plus +5 Democratic seat. I won by 6 points. In the biggest part of the district, I was endorsed by the largest and most prominent African-American association up there. And my opponent was a Democrat African-American. And, you know, the middle-aged white guy got it because he liked what I had to say, because our philosophy lifts all, at least gives people the opportunity to be lifted.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious that, you know, there's definitely a difference in how to approach education between conservatives and liberals. And I always find it amazing, and I've been saying on my show, you don't have to agree or agree, when it comes to the education system, the African American community takes the biggest beating.
Yep.
And I'm always amazed by it, because the Democrats or the liberals will always say, We're for the African American communities. We're for the minorities. We're going to help you get a better education. But it pans out nowhere. And when Republicans have a heavy hand or conservatives have a heavy hand in education, everybody moves up. I just don't understand why they don't see it, or why even the legislators don't see it.
Yeah. Well, I was just named vice chair of the Senate Education Committee. And
everybody
on the Senate side, you have
everything
from, you know, pre-K through higher education. In the Assembly, they split it between higher ed and K-12. So I'm really looking forward to those battles.
Yeah, I hope you can make a difference. I mean,
I can make a difference in terms of educating the public. I'm not going to be able to make a difference in terms of public policy. I mean, we're going to try, but I mean, there's such entrenched, you know, power structure up there. And they have no interest in any even a modicum amount of reform. Yeah. They're not for.
We could do 5 hours on education.
Yeah.
You know, I'm heavy into career tech ed, and I was excited when Governor Brown said there was going to be this money diverted for career tech ed, and we're going to do this for career tech ed, and we're going to do that for career tech ed. And frankly, in our district, we have done for career tech ed. We really haven't received anything of substance from the state when it comes to career tech ed. So I hope they start to take that really seriously. All right, so let's get back to the gun laws, because those are the things I get asked about the most. And I understand what you said when you said that, you know, they don't think that we need guns, not only just here. You scared me a minute ago. We don't need guns anywhere in the country. And I know this is kind of cliche-ish, but so their security guys don't need guns, right? You don't need guns.
So this is interesting. So in the state capitol, half of the building is the Assembly, half of the building is the Senate. The sergeants, the security personnel on the Assembly side carry guns. On the Senate side, they do not.
Oh my God! Is that because they've decided?
No, they decided not to carry guns. Yeah, they've not carried guns for a long time. So if something goes down, man, I'm going to run over to the other side of the building.
I would have my.
Fortunately, where my personal office is, I'm like a stone's throw away from the Assembly side. So
I would have subcommittee meetings on you.
Oh my gosh!
That's what I would do.
Well, you know, we probably don't have time for a story, but I actually had somebody. There was somebody that was incarcerated because they threatened my life. And they were put away. It's called a 5150 here in California. for mental things. The guy actually comes to Sacramento, comes through security, and is in my office. He lives here in Southern California, in my office, hit the security button. They come in anyway. There was no incident. But because of what he's done, he wears an ankle bracelet. So I meet with the head of security. I'm going, hey, what's going on? They go, well, the CHP saw him, so they had an ankle bracelet, but they called us and said there's somebody in the building with an ankle bracelet. I go, he wasn't stopped? And they go, well, that's not our policy to stop anybody. And I go, why? He goes, well, we have six assembly staffers that have ankle bracelets. I said,
come on.
I know, true story. I said, any members? He goes, not yet.
Well, I did a story about Li Lingyi a couple times a year. And here's a guy that was pushing hard against, you know, people being able to own guns, have guns, move guns. And he was convicted of basically being a gun runner.
Well, yeah, what it improved his profit margin.
Well, you know, I know we laugh about this, and I'm not trying to make light of it, but what else are you going to do? Here's a legislator screaming at the top of his lungs, we've got to crack down on guns. To get them out of the way so he could move more of them, evidently,
yeah.
Is what
at a higher price.
At a very higher price. All right, quickly start running down. We'll hit some of these rapid fire. AB 1785, the hands-free law, which, listen, the thing I don't understand is it's always...
Hands-free on guns?
I'm sorry. Hands-free on phones.
I voted no on that bill.
The dash mount.
Right? I voted no on that bill.
Yeah, well, what I think is funny is they don't enforce what they have now.
Right.
I've seen young people with a phone in one hand while they're drinking a Pepsi, have no idea how they're driving the car, and with a police officer sitting right next to them.
Yeah.
They couldn't keep up with this. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, so, yeah, on this bill, basically, you cannot touch your... Unless your phone's mounted, you basically can't touch it.
Right.
And I voted no on it. And, like, during my campaign, I was doing a town hall, and a lady was chastising me for, you know, voting against it. She goes, why'd you vote against it? I said, because I'm not a hypocrite, because I'm not going to follow it. Because I use common sense on how I use my phone in the car. And I don't need the government to tell me what to do. It's in my interest to drive safely. I'm going to drive safely. And I don't need, you know, an overreach by, you know, these progressives in Sacramento.
More laws. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back with Senator Scott Wilk from California and the California loon laws right after this.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Scent, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthescent.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthescent.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. I want to get right back to it. Look, I got a lot of I want to talk to you about. We got another hour coming up. We got a lot. We're going to hit on some really crazy stories from the news today. I am Joe Messina, your host. I want to get right back to the loony legislators in California. He's not one of them. Relax. I had California State Senator Scott Wilk on with me. Recorded him earlier. Take a listen. Scott Wilk from California to join me because California has some of the most interesting new laws coming up in 2017. I like to coin a phrase that somebody said on the show once before. California is the biggest exporter of fruits and nuts, I think, in the country. So.
Anyway, 50% comes from California.
In more ways than one.
Yeah.
And more
so, can't believe when I said that.
Anyway, we have... I love these. You know, there's other talk show hosts from all over the country who will send me an email and say, Joe, did your people really pass this law? Did your people really debate this? I go, yeah, I guess they did. I don't know, maybe. But SB 1383, and this is why they ask me these questions. This is the controlling cow flatulence law, which Who sits there? Is this like after three or four whiskey, somebody goes around, sits and says, hey, we got to stop this cow gas stuff?
No, it's, you know, it's all about global warming. As you know, it's the greatest threat in the history of mankind. What's interesting to me is that California is the sixth largest economy in the world, yet we produce less than 1% of all carbon emissions. But that doesn't stop us from doing our job. And this is one of these efforts. In fact, it was interesting. So we have what's called cap and trade tax, where, you know, originally the California Air Resources Board was taxing stationary sources. 2 years ago, they added gasoline and diesel fuel. So this last year, we had sitting there unspent $1.4 billion that's supposed to go towards reducing carbon emissions by 2020. I sit on the budget. We had a special budget committee hearing that final day before I went to the floor, and they laid out all these things that they want to spend money on, including cow flatulence. And so our first question was, hey, this is taxpayer money. Can you show us what the return on investment is for these tax dollars for these various programs? And the Department of Finance was there, and they said, no. And they go, well, how'd you make this determination? Well, it's what Governor Brown wants. Well, I don't think that's a very good answer, but they spent $1.4 billion on a lot of things, and this is one of the programs.
I love it. This stuff just makes me crazy.
Okay. Well, I'm in it, a big part of my district's LA County. We used to have all kinds of dairy farms in LA County.
Oh, yeah.
A major, major agricultural area. We're down to one. It's in my district. It's a Van Dam Farms up in Lancaster. It's got 7,000 cows, and
it's sad. We lost 53 California dairy farms. They went bankrupt or moved out of the state. And I can't believe that somebody in the governor's office isn't sitting here saying, we can't let this keep happening. How do we work together? How do we come to the middle of the road? It doesn't seem like there's a middle of the road when it comes to these things. So, all right. So this one kind of got twisted. I have mixed feelings on this. I want to hear where your thoughts are. SB 1322, which is they're calling it legalizing child prostitution.
Yeah.
Now I understand, and we all know that the spirit of these things sometimes don't quite work out well. What was the idea behind this?
So the idea behind it, I voted no. I just want to get that out right away. So the argument for this is that, you know, there's a lot of sex trafficking going on, and a lot of it's minors. Mm-hmm. And that these young women, or girls, or boys for that matter, if they get popped for prostitution, there's a likelihood that, you know, it's trafficking, and they shouldn't have that black mark on their record for the rest of their lives. So that was the argument from the left. Talking to law enforcement, who are the people who are actually on the front lines every day, they said that's ridiculous. What we do is we save these children from their pimps, one. And number two, what it's going to do is actually going to cause more child prostitution, because it's just like the gang members that give the youngest member the gun because the penalties are less. So law enforcement was of the belief that it's actually going to create more child prostitution, not less.
Yeah, it's funny you should say that, because I won't give the name of the group, but I did call a group that rescues these kids, these young people, and kids, their kids.
Yeah.
And the same thing you just said, which is this is going to give a license for the gangs to put the younger girls, the younger boys out there, and they're not going to have to worry about it.
But during my campaign, my opponent was attacking me, saying that I was promoting child prostitution, because I voted no on this bill. I did not want to protect children.
And I joked. I said, so this is where a 17-year-old boy gets to pay a 17-year-old girl for sex, and neither one of them can get in trouble. It's just craziness. This is where some of the stuff is out of control, and they don't get the right people in the room to discuss how to make it happen. It makes me crazy. One of the bills was equal pay. The minimum wage, equal pay, all of that kind of came up around this time, 1676, I think it's an assembly bill. An employer can't pay a woman less than her male colleagues. Is this really an out-of-control issue in this state?
It's one of these things where I actually ended up voting yes for this bill. I know when it came to the assembly floor, There was only two people that voted no, both Orange County Republicans. If you actually look at the pay studies, the answer is yes, there is disparity. African American women on average are getting 76 cents per dollar to their counterpart, white male. So there is a problem. My problem with the bill, which they refuse to fix, is I think it's going to open up employers to a lot more litigation, which is, you know, again, applicant attorneys is one of the core constituency groups for the Democratic Party. So, you know, they don't really have a problem with that. In fact, you know, I just got elected to the state Senate, got sworn in December. But in mid-year last year, the state Senate gave every single female employee a 10% raise because they did their own analysis and found out that women were only making 93 cents on the dollar to males, and they're passing all the, we exempt ourselves from all these. In fact, we exempted ourselves from this law. The legislature, we exempted ourselves from the pay equity. Yeah,
I always get a kick out of this stuff. Then after all the gun laws went through, it's like, okay, but the legislature doesn't have to adhere to the gun laws, you know, as the elected officials. Senators and assembly.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's some of the gun laws you don't have to adhere to. Assembly Bill 2393 gives up to 12 weeks of paid parental leave to all K-12 and community college employees, including classified workers and community college. Now, that's both mother and dad. 12 weeks. That's a long time for both to be gone.
That's only 3 months, Joe. It's only 3 months.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
Look, the fact of the matter is the most powerful lobby in Sacramento is the public employee unions, and they call the shots.
Well, people don't realize it's not just those two going away for 12 weeks. It's two people have to be brought in to temporarily fill those jobs, or somebody else does, and it's a major fee. And so those kids that are screaming that the fees are already too high, this is going to add to that, in my mind.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what are you going to do for us in the coming year? I mean, I know you got 4 years, but you know, this year, 2017, what do you think you'll be able to push through?
I can't push through anything of consequence. I do a lot of district bills to deliver things for my district. I do a lot of what's called one and dones, where, you know, and particularly in the bullet train, where I'll do a bill. I know they're going to kill it in the first committee, but it allows me a chance to go on talk radio, do op-eds in the SACB, and again, try to draw that contrast between us and them. I'm really looking forward to this year. Again, I'm vice chair of education. I'm going to be pushing back hard. I'm tired of, you know, this one size fits all government controlled solutions to education doesn't work. I've already been highly engaged this last month talking with different education reform groups. I'm going to be pushing on those type of things. And then we'll just see what happens. It's just interesting to me. So my district is about 971,000 people, about 500,000 voters. I was elected with about 157,000 votes this year. Kevin DeLeon, who's the Senate pro tem, I looked at his results. He got elected with 56,450 votes, yet he thinks he's a world leader. No, you're a state senator. So you're going to see this big battle, I think, that they're going to try to do anyway, between Sacramento and Washington, D.C., and I plan to play. I mean, they have the wrong vision for people.
Senator, I got to ask you, though, is watching what California has done, it's almost like they act like their own country. Federal laws don't apply to them. They want to be a sanctuary state. I was recently asked about, my listeners know I serve on a school board, and I was asked if I would sign on to trying to get into a sanctuary district, and I said no. I would never sign anything that was against
So here's how this works. If you want to hear the rest of the interview, you're going to have to head up to the website later on, therealside.com. That's therealside.com. And the whole interview with Senator Scott Wilk will be up there in its entirety. I got a lot coming up after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you're on Facebook, you got to do a restart at the top of the hour. Don't ask me. I don't make the rules. I just follow them. And usually, I don't do that too well. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes.